Today we're going to share communion together. But before we do so, I want us to think for a few moments about the last meal that Jesus shared with his disciples, where they gathered in that upper room, which is where we get communion from. Jesus and his disciples were celebrating the feast of the Passover together. Let's hear from Scripture as Paul records what he has been told about that night. 1 Corinthians 11:23 to 26 say this: "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So we read that during the evening, whilst they were at the table, Jesus picked up a cup of wine. Luke 22 verse 20 says, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" Now, I want us all to see and to understand that what Jesus is saying here is an amazing thing. It's quite an amazing statement he's making. He says the cup of wine that he's sharing with them is like his blood being poured out. And his blood is part of a new covenant. Well, what is this new covenant? Well, when I started to think about that, I thought about the legal context. And a covenant is a legally binding contract between two parties. But Jesus said a new covenant. So if there's a new covenant, there must be an old covenant, right? Well, the old or Mosaic covenant was a covenant that God made with Israel. Where did this happen? At Mount Sinai. You've probably seen the film. You remember the Ten Commandments. Well, actually, you know, in the old covenant, there weren't just Ten Commandments. In fact, there were more than 610 of them. The old covenant was a system of laws, codes, rituals and observances. And people were accountable to those laws. And every time the people failed to live by the standards of the old covenant, they had to offer a sacrifice to God. And the reality was that it was impossible to completely follow the rules of the old covenant. Everyone was guilty of something under the old law. That's why the Old Testament is filled with sacrifices and talks so much about sacrifices. You see, the purpose of the Old Covenant was to show people that they were guilty before God and needed a Saviour. This is actually what divides the Bible into two parts: the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Testament, the New Covenant. Whilst the Old Testament is filled with sacrifices, the New Testament only speaks about one sacrifice. Do you remember what John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming to be baptized? He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Jesus came to earth as a human being to be the only sacrifice that could pay the price of our sin. He literally became the sacrifice of all sacrifices, the only sacrifice needed. Jesus said, "Only I can lay my life down and take it up." Jesus did it all. That's why when he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." No other sacrifices are required. No more animals. No more blood. No dark cloud of guilt hanging over us because of our sin. No more shame. No constant reminder that we are imperfect. It is finished. You and I are made perfect through the finished work of Jesus at the cross. You and I don't have to be perfect. We just need to put our faith in the one who is perfect for us. You know, everything in the Old Testament points towards the cross. The cross is for you and for me. The cross is where our forgiveness was paid for in the blood of Jesus. Jesus was beaten, bruised, tortured. And physically at the cross, Jesus was crushed. And this is what he was telling his disciples about that night around the table in an upper room. He said, "This cup of wine is like my blood in the new covenant. My blood will seal God's new covenant for humanity." You see, the new covenant is an agreement between two people. It's an agreement, a legally binding agreement between God and you. And me. In the new covenant, our sins are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus shed for each and every one of us. And not only that, there is also the promise of eternal life because Jesus has conquered death. The assurance of eternity and a place in heaven is there only because of what Jesus has done. It is finished. So as we come to the Lord's table together now, let us remember that God has already fulfilled his part of the covenant. Jesus went to the cross and endured the shame and the suffering, the pain and the rejection. So now we must do our part. And what is our part of the covenant? To believe. And to receive by faith what Jesus has done for us. As we think on this, let's now come to the table of the Lord together. John chapter 6 verse 35 tells us, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30 say, "Come to me, all you who that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light." When we share communion, we are a part of the whole body of Christ. Not just here at Stourport Baptist Church, although we're spread apart. For here we join with other Christians from all around the world. We come before God, not because we must, because we may. We come not because we are strong, but because we are weak. We come not because we deserve God's blessing, but because Jesus wants to pour his blessings out on us. And as we've already heard, this is a time for us to thank God for all that he has done for us, and also a time for us to be right with God and with each other. So we're going to pray now silently for a few moments, asking God for forgiveness for those things that we've done that don't bring glory to his name. Remembering that it is in the blood of our Lord that we have forgiveness. He gave his all. He gave his life that we might be set free, redeemed, saved, born again. just be silent before God. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many gifts to us. Most especially, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you sent him to earth to become human. Thank you that he came to earth not just to experience humanity, but to shed his blood for each and every one of us. Thank you that he was willing to die for us. Lord God, we remember what it was that Jesus came to earth to achieve and how marvelously he achieved it. Help us to be more like him. Forgive us for all the wrongs we do and give us the strength to not do them again. Thank you, Father, that it is through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and his glorious resurrection that we can come before you and ask for your forgiveness and share communion together until Jesus returns again. Amen. Let's remind ourselves of Scripture once more, reading from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth again. Chapter 11, verses 23 to 24, say this. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So here, we break bread together. And as you take your own portion of bread, eat remembering Christ's body and how it was given for you. Corinthians 11 goes on in verses 25 to 26 to say, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" When you take your own wine, please hold on to your glasses and we will all drink together as an act of fellowship, even though we are still apart at the moment. So we're going to drink together now. This is the blood of Christ given for us. Having shared this meal together, having broken bread and shared wine, let us now pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that not only did Jesus come to earth and die, but that you raised him from the dead, conquering death, that we, as heirs of the kingdom, might all share in his death and his resurrection, that we might in due time be with you in heaven for eternity. Amen. And now, as our service comes to an end, a blessing. may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.